long-standing members.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was nice the way you put it. Well,
do you want to introduce everybody?
Oh, yes.
Just on the microphone. Audrey Kramer Winston the Horniak.
Audrey Jean Sack.
Oh, excuse me.
Winston the Horniak. I have so many names.
We need to write those down, Audrey.
Okay. I can write it off.
If you could.
And David Rudell.
Dave, who I know.
All right. And that's Rosemary Brandt. She's the social worker at Wimber Hospital.
Yes.
And Andrew, we know you.
Know me now.
And we know you.
Yeah.
Larissa.
Yeah. Yes. I love that name.
Thank you.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you very much.
Give me your hand. I just want to stand up. Okay. I'm getting cake.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Mama.
That's okay.
Cake enlivens. Oh, yeah. You can feel a bit more.
Why don't you ask Posey? Because she many of the Jewish families lived in a certain part of Johnstown.
Okay.
And Posey lived in another part of town. Why don't you, if you don't mind, share with us your perspective? Because some people, the only Jew they may have known was you.
That's correct. I was like the only Jew in Moxham, is this section of town. Okay. I grew up in. I had a wonderful childhood. We had a store that was in Moxham. My mom's dad worked at it, Grandpa, and it was our house and my grandpa's house. Mm. And because of that, we stayed in Moxham versus going to Westmont, where most of the Jewish population lived.
Right.
Grandpa wouldn't move.
Mm.
He would not leave the house, so we stayed in Moxham, which was I tried to assimilate into everything that was going on as a kid. I guess the biggest challenge was at Christmas time when everyone's house was decorated and our house wasn't. It was a very family oriented community, but it was a very Christian community as well. I think I was very active both in junior high school and high school. I belonged to many clubs. I was very outgoing. And that's probably why I didn't feel so different as maybe somebody else would.
I was very accepted.
Here, sweetheart.
Thank you.
I cut a small piece, but I meant to cut a bigger piece.
This will be good. Thank you.
This is a typical Jewish mother.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I just said.
You were talking about your time in high school.
I was very active and joined groups. And I was accepted. Religion wasn't something that was really discussed. I was brought up Jewish. My mom and dad both are Jewish. For me to go to Hebrew school in Westmont was difficult, but nonetheless, we did it. My dad sent a delivery truck because our grocery store sent the delivery truck to pick me up, and they sat me in the back of the truck and took me home. I'll be honest with you.
Valuable produce of all.
That's right.
The time it was the Coca-Cola guy that took her.
And whoever my dad could find.
To take you up
to Hebrew school. And then, of course, on Sunday, my dad drove for me to go. But it was a different life for me than it would have been maybe for Barry, because I was brought up in a whole different environment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't write this in the story, but...
Do you want me to stop the recording?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
He's dead.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
He's dead because of his alcoholism. He died. But I was able to meet a Jewish man, which made the biggest difference in my life. Because now I have somebody I can share everything with. Mm-hmm. My sister moved away when I was a junior in high school. She moved to Philadelphia. So, of course, I played with her as a child, but then it was just me. I truly believe I felt like I was an only child. That's why for me to, like, my sister's married to a wonderful Jewish man, but for me to find Arthur was a real bonus. For him to get me was a bonus.
How did
he
find you? How did you meet?
Well, I was friends with his friend, who's a physician, and my mother got cataract surgery, and she went to him.
Who's Sam?
No.
Arthur Krell.
Okay. Because he was Jewish, and I knew of him, and we went to the appointment, and that's how I formally met him. And then he asked my mother and I out to dinner.
He really worked hard.
He worked hard on it happening. Yeah. So now, almost 11 years later, we're together.
Does he accuse you of arranging your mother's cataract surgery?
Never.
In order to meet him?
He was delighted. He's very humble.
How about you, Melissa?
Was very excited that my mother chose him.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice story.
And dear
Mom, you're talking through all the recordings. Mom, don't talk anymore because it's all getting recorded.
Plenty some color. Add some water.
Okay.
I'm going to get you water.
All right. Sit. Thank you, Barry. And Marissa wants a lemonade.
All right.
And
here, I'll get it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Ask my mom.
All right. Well, okay. I'll start asking you some questions. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So.
Tell me when I can talk.
You can talk.
You can talk I'm now as much as you want. Yes. As much as you want now. Don't worry. Were you born in Johnstown?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and you grew up in Johnstown?
I grew up in Johnstown.
Okay. So, and how did your family come to Johnstown? Do you know?
Well, yes. My father came from Richmond, Virginia. Okay. My mother was a native.
Okay.
And her father opened a very small store on one of these streets, on Highland Avenue, as a matter of fact, under his house. Okay. The man came over here from Europe with $60, opened his store, did well there, and then they bought a bigger store, and it was called Block's Department Store on our Central Avenue. And then they kept buying the next store, and then the next store, they had the whole block. Finally.
Yes.
And then, that's how, and then my mama, who was a block, met my daddy, who was working in some kind of a men's store or something. He came here from Richmond.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And they got together. Thank you, sweet woman.
Thank you for letting us come over.
Oh, I'm delighted. Okay, so that's how my family came. The Blocks came from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was born here.
Okay.
My father was born in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
And he came to Johnstown, fell in love with my mama, and that's how it all started.
And you mentioned the store in Moxham. Yes. Was that what your parents, they kept that store?
Yes. Yeah. Our family owned the store.
Mm-hmm.
And that store went for
over 75 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
The flood came.
In
the 77. Flood and destroyed it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that was very traumatic for all of us.
I imagine, yes.
Yeah, because we didn't.
I'm going to show you a picture of Blocks.
Not of the store, but this is fabulous.
Yeah,
we
lived there.
Okay. Oh, above it?
No, honey.
Oh, okay.
We bought a house, but we lived in that.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
And who was a block? Your mother?
My mother was a block.
Okay.
And she had three brothers, one of whom was an attorney, so he didn't participate. But the other two men, that baby?
That's a oh,
that's second anniversary. Isn't that something?
Oh, wow. Look
honey,
at this.
Something's on the floor.
Okay, mother.
What is that, dear?
I don't know. Oh, that's my list.
Oh, that's...
look at this. Mopson's Big Department Store.
I've always heard of that.
Steel was really doing good things.
Oh, wow.
Steel was right across the street.
Beautifully. Very well. 1928.
Wow.
Is that when it was?
Yeah.
So it opened. Melissa, look at those silk dresses for
$2.22. Isn't that hysterical? And bedroom slippers for 42 cents. Very nice.
Take it from him.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Isn't that super?
Really nice.
Yeah, folks, let me take a picture of that thing.
We are just speaking with Bernie Kleinstub, and he mentioned blocks.
He said he remembered it.
And I live in Moxon now.
What street?
Highland Avenue.
That's where I grew up.
Yeah, I know. On the corner of Highland and Luna. 346.
Andrew.
Oh, way
that's
up. Way down.
That's where I live now.
Well, you're
practically
a cousin of ours.
Well, I should preface this. I'm not from Johnstown originally.
I'm from
Albany, New York.
You.
Yeah, so that's where I ended up when I moved here, right on Highland Avenue. So
how on earth did you get to Johnstown?
Well, at that surprise you mentioned this. You mentioned your father was from Richmond.
Yes.
That's where I was living before I came up.
In Richmond, Virginia.
I was working for the Navy down there.
Love that town.
It's a beautiful place.
I love that town.
But I'm up here now, so it's interesting though. I'm in Mox now, and I've heard people talk about the store. So it was a big place, the Black Department Store, wasn't it?
It was huge. It took up an entire block.
Oh, wow.
There was ladies' department, men's department, shoe department, the butcher shop, and furniture.
Yeah. How about that furniture store? That had been a theater. And Blocks bought it.
It furnished my first apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So. And you said you had, like, you lived in the store in terms of, you know,
being there.
What were some of the things that you guys did there in the store? Just
hang out.
I went to Cochrane, and every day after school, I would stop in the store and take something yummy, like a tasty cake or something. Then I'd walk. In those days, we had no buses. We walked from Highland Avenue, which is a nice piece, to Cochrane.
Okay.
Down
that
the Central Avenue.
We're in the 700 block.
I live behind the plaza up there in Westmont.
Yes.
Judith Drive.
Well, you kids were lucky. You probably had buses to take you.
Oh, well, I actually grew up outside of Johnstown in the country. I went to United High School.
Mm. Oh, did you?
Yeah. And before that, I was born in Phoenixville near Philadelphia.
Mm.
But then when we came back, I actually lived also on Highland Avenue. So,
Boston was a nice neighborhood. And then we moved down there.
My children grew up there.
No, mm-hmm. Okay.
And I worked at Memorial Hospital forever.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. And was a retired RN.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, I mean, one thing, Rosemary, we were talking about this briefly at the beginning of the interview. We said that many members of the Jewish community lived up in Westmont.
Correct.
And your family was living in Moxham. So, what was... What was the synagogue that you...
We went to the synagogue.
Went to the synagogue there. Was
correct.
That, I mean...
That was, there were three.
Yeah.
There was the Orthodox, the Conservative, and the Reform.
Right.
We went to the Conservative.
Okay.
My mother's family were Orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
Way back when. And
yeah.
then, not Grandpa, he wasn't, but his parents. And we went to the synagogue, which is now... Ferndale High School or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's where I went to. There was no other where to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was a big community.
Were you even there? Did the kids mix in with you? Were you friendly with some of the kids?
I was friendly with everybody. That was my personality.
Because you were that way.
It
wasn't like these girls were cliquish.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
No, she was never left out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were a few incidents that I went through, not terribly serious, but I managed to resolve them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things like, well, I'd rather not go into that. Just a few incident.
I understand. Yes.
That I manage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Growing up in Moxham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Posey mentioned that her friends and her personality, she didn't have any trouble mixing in.
She really
but,
did.
But the different was it a different generation with
you? It mom? Was a different generation.
Totally.
But I'm a pretty easygoing person, and I'm sort of outgoing, you know.
Sure.
You
sure.
know, I'm a yacker.
don't mind us. We're just looking over some of the questions here.
I guess like about the community and, you know.
Yeah, so, So again, growing up in Moxham and just being in what was predominantly a Christian community, as you mentioned it, and you both mentioned that you got along pretty well with them. But what was the community like? I mean, we talked a little bit about that it was a nice place to grow up, but what are some other things about the community that you can tell us? Or growing up in Moxham at this time, or when you were living
it
in
was
Moxham
very safe.
At the time too. Yeah.
It was very safe. We would walk everywhere. There was nothing crime oriented whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
There was none.
Yeah.
It was a good place.
It was a family community. Yeah, I mean it was good. We were friendly with all the neighbors and
what do you call the kind of community we lived in? Blue collar? White
yeah, blue.
Blue collar.
Blue collar.
Yeah.
A blue collar community.
Mm-hmm.
Most everybody there worked in
the mill.
U.S. Steel.
Yeah.
Which was across from
and that was which was across from our store.
Interesting.
So we got along with all the neighbors. They were just wonderful. We were very fortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have any kind of relationship with these U.S. Steel employees?
Oh, yeah.
Like, did they cash checks at Blocks?
Oh,
oh yeah.
And to the store with
and
their
bought,
checks.
And bought their clothing,
and
their
work
their
clothes,
clothes.
And bought
shoes.
All their hunting clothes.
They all knew Grandpa.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an interesting store. That store had everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was nothing you could imagine that they didn't have.
Right.
And then when they got married, they bought their furniture from us. The store did well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The store did very well.
Right.
We were the only big store in that part of the city.
Did you guys provide credit?
Oh,
oh
yeah.
My goodness, yes, they did. Yes.
And were people pretty good on that?
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, you didn't
there's
have to
no
chase them down.
Mm-hmm.
People were much more honest then than they are now. Because now they feel they can get away with dishonesty. Then people were more upfront. I mean, it wasn't like you had to distrust people. Like you didn't
and then
know.
When the mill went on strike,
yeah,
we gave a lot of stuff away.
Away free.
Because they weren't bringing in the salary.
Mm-hmm.
So you helped your customers.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
the community.
We gave a lot of things away, and I was so glad that we did.
Now, everyone knew that we were Jewish, but they also felt we were very generous.
Oh, they thought we were terribly
and they
rich.
Thought we were rich.
That
everybody
so
thought we were rich, and we weren't.
We
weren't. That's why my mother worked. My mother worked full-time as an RN, but we fed how many families? There was Uncle Bill, Uncle Sam, Uncle Lou,
that's it.
Grandpa, and you all. Me, you, us. But
well,
that's
that
a lot of family.
Were there a lot of Moxham people that did their shopping at Blocks and didn't go downtown?
Yes.
Oh, many.
Almost all.
Really?
Oh,
well, that was good.
I get patients at the hospital, and I love when this happens. And they say, we knew your dad. Like, one of the guys was a cigarette salesman, and he used to come see my dad all the time. Another lady was a nurse at Newcliffe Manor, where my mother worked, and, you know, it feels good. When I worked in Pittsburgh before I got diabetes, I did every once in a while run into someone from Johnstown, but at Wimber, I have done it, and they remember my family. And my mother, they ask, how's everyone? And it's nice. It makes me feel warm inside.
So everybody thought that you guys were rich just because you were Jewish.
Yes. Yeah. Without question.
Were people also intrigued in some way because you were Jewish?
No, not really. They accepted the fact that we were different.
Different. Which was so weird. Like, how are we different? How? That made me angry. Different.
It shouldn't have.
Well, it did.
If you're not educated and don't know about that, we saw people that we knew people that didn't even know ever met a Jewish person.
And I still do.
Yeah.
In career Wimber. Now. Yeah.
Well, Wimber is a different place. Wimber is different. It's wonderful.
You mean the town of Wimber itself?
Just the whole community. City. You know, it's a very church-oriented
place. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
And our nursing home out there was bought by a Jewish conglomerate, which is fabulous. You know, and they were yarmulkes to come visit me, and I'm like, wow, man.
Is there a guy who comes in a couple times a week?
Sam, yeah.
Sam, did you meet him?
No, but somebody called on the phone up to the synagogue.
I want you to meet him.
And he wanted to know, like, where there was a minion. You know,
yeah.
And daily, and I said, "Well, not here, but like." And he was coming from Jersey. Is
Lakewood.
Yeah,
Lakewood.
Is it just one guy who comes out of
the hospital? No, there's two. There's a lady, Naomi.
So they bought which nursing home?
The Church of the Brethren.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't. They're in a conglomerate group. It's a large group that owns nursing homes in Tennessee, New Jersey, and now Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Lakewood is a very, they have a very,
very
large
Orthodox.
Aesthetic.
It's and, very yeah. Orthodox, yeah. My brother-in-law worked there after he retired to help them out, and it was fun. Yeah, I think my sister and brother-in-law became more religious after the Lakewood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You have more questions.
In,
a few more.
It's called Lang.
I'll let some of these discussions just play out.
All right.
One thing that has kind of come up in some of the, we've had a couple interviews today, and one thing that we've talked about was a lot of the fundraising efforts that the Jewish community was involved with during the 1950s for Israel. So is that anything that your family was involved with, their Block department store, or was that something that you were aware of? Or
yes.
Okay, so
we were aware of that.
Yeah. So
my father said the charity was a holy thing, and it was.
Yeah.
And that if you gave to the poor, that was even better than everything. My father thought that was the best thing in the world.
Right.
He would give to everybody,
mm-hmm.
anybody that came into the store.
Yeah.
Right.
Friday nights, the Mennonites would come. Mm-hmm. That was their night to shop.
Yes.
And they loved my dad. My dad would sell them shoes, and he'd give them socks to go with it,
mm-hmm.
and he'd give them underwear, and they just adored him.
Yeah.
And our life revolved around the store.
Right.
And that's what we called it, the store.
The store.
Sundays you were closed.
Yes, that was the only day. Yeah.
And they used to come in from all over, many organizations. They heard about Mr. Sachs, that's my father,
mm-hmm.
who would give everybody.
Right. So it seems he was generous in both aspects of
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you have, Andrew?
On the Sachs line, there were two different Sachs families in Johnstown, were there?
Yeah, that was her relative.
Which were they related?
Oh,
of course.
Honey.
They were brothers.
Harry Sachs.
Like Betty Sachs. Was she related
Betty
to you?
Betty, who died in childbirth.
Was she a cousin
she
of yours?
She was my first cousin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Jack, then?
Jack was my first cousin.
Yeah.
And so was Eddie.
How about Ben Isaacson? That side of it.
No, that's different.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's
Thank you.
I mean, I think that illustrates to me that, you know, that's another thing that we've been talking about a lot today, just how close-knit this community was. Even to the extent that there were different synagogues in town, that people lived in different places, this was a very tight-knit and cohesive community.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Very tight-knit. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think we have, 150 people in the synagogue?
No,
not that many.
We have,
what?
We have like 80 souls. you know? And that includes those two guys that come in every other week.
Right?
No.
Naomi and Sam.
I don't know who they are. But by the way, you have my proxy. Welcome them in, and however, if they want to come around, they're most welcome, for sure.
Are they?
Of course. Isn't of course.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I guess they go back for the Sabbath, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So, and, you know, we were speaking with Bernie before we came here, and he was talking about the merger of the synagogues that took place in the 70s. And just wondering if you two had any thoughts or reflections that you want to share as to the merger, just when it happened, what were your thoughts, what did you think of it, kind of things like that.
I think it was like conservative joins reform, and we were so taught the difference. That it was, there's no difference.
Yeah. There really is. They're more traditional. What do you think, Barry?
It was easier in Johnstown to finally merge because it was not as Orthodox or as classic reform.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
It was like everybody was doing the same thing.
And everybody used to see each other so frequently.
That's true.
So that's part of the close-knitness of the community, really tying into the merger, and it just... know, was part of why it was able to succeed. I think.
That was an easy time.
Yeah,
it was, right.
It was an easy time. Well, I'm sure it was not easy for you kids growing up. I mean, look what you've been through. God, drugs, shooting.
Yeah.
The worst thing is in Moxton now, I was watching TV.
One day.
And I see somebody got shot in my old house.
In the front porch.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my dear.
So many terrible things are happening now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all drugs.
It is all drugs.
And when you went to nursing school, did you go to Cottonwald's nursing
school? No.
I went to Monitor in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. And I was glad to go there. It was fun to get
the big city.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I went to Pitt in Pittsburgh too.
Yeah, yes. I did too.
Did you?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Melissa, you're a big girl.
I am.
Yeah, how about you,
Amy? Siena College in Albany, New York. So not around here, I'm afraid.
Albany, New York.
Yeah, it was a small college back home, But I visited Pittsburgh in the time that I've been here, and I enjoy it greatly.
It's yeah,
it's Pittsburgh is everything.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place.
Such a wonderful
The synagogue where the shooting was is where my mom and dad got married.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Tree of Life.
Wow, okay.
That's where we got married. My wife and I got married there also.
Yeah.
Is that where you were living at the time?
No. We lived in Cincinnati.
Where was Selden from?
Cincinnati.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you guys meet? In Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
No, I had a cousin in Cincinnati, and I went to visit.
Many cousins.
I went to visit all my cousins.
On the Sac side or block? On the block side or the Sac side?
What?
Your cousins.
They're both the two.
Oh, they were on the block.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they were on the Sac. We have a lot of cousins.
You just lost a cousin, didn't you, Pearl?
Barry.
Pearl Block Rose, right?
No. She
was not related to you?
No. She was 102. Can you imagine?
No.
Living to 102.
What was her maiden name?
That I don't remember.
Pearl Rose was not related to us.
No.
Silverman.
Johnson?
No, honey, that was different.
Okay. Were you friendly with her?
With
her. Pearl.
No, honey, she was a bit older than
I. No, I know that. Who were you friendly with growing up? Some of the Jewish kids, yeah. Rita
Dawson.
Yeah. Abby. Joyce Moscat.
Abby James, who just died.
Yeah.
And Joyce Moscat.
Janice
Goldstein. They were my best friends.
Oh, yeah, Janice?
Janice and Lester.
Do you want water, Dave?
Do you talk to Janice at all on the phone?
I love him. I miss Lester.
Yeah.
Lester was such a mensch.
Yeah.
You okay, David, here?
No, I'm dying.
We're all dying.
Rosemary went to get him a glass of water.
I did.
There he is. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I do that too.
Well, these families go way back. My dad used to date Audrey's younger sister.
Oh, okay.
In high school. They were close.
Yeah.
They were close.
Yeah.
David spent a lot of time in Moxon, didn't you, dear?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's
my sister was a beauty. Oh, she was so lovely looking. I shouldn't say that, but she was.
She was. Let's see here. Don't mind me. I'm just...
No, go ahead.
If you guys have anything that you want to talk about, by all means.
How about in high school? Was there any intrigue about the only Jewish girl?
There was one other Jewish girl. She lived in Westwood. And Westwood went to Johnstown. Penny Goldenberg. She doesn't live there anymore.
Oh, that was Ed Goldenberg's... who worked for Harvey.
Yeah. That was the only...
Is that where he raised his family, over in Westwood?
Westwood.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Were you friendly with her at all?
I was really academically geared because I knew I was going to go to college. She was more artsy. I don't know where she ever ended up. Not really. We weren't good friends.
Right.
No, I was with the girls that were all directed into the academic...
Mm-hmm.
Academics and my friends went to college. No, we didn't all go to the same college, but it's funny. Out of a huge group of girlfriends that I had, three of us were social workers.
Isn't that weird?
You go to Pitt Social Work School.
Yeah.
Robin Schmerin, was she in the same era as you?
No.
She's a social worker. She was.
Natalie.
I thought Robin, the older one.
Oh, I don't know. She's older than me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know her.
Well, one thing that we want to, I think, talk about is just in the Jewish community today. We mentioned that in Johnstown, the numbers of various, you said, souls at the Beth Shalom today is around 80, I'd say.
Pops.
So in terms of, the changes to the community over the years that you've seen, what's your sense of that or your perception on that? From how it's changed since Audrey, you were younger, or Rosemary, when you were younger? What are the changes that you've seen?
There aren't as many.
Right.
Many children. Okay. And I think it's because of the lack of jobs in this area.
Okay.
You know, when the kids go off to college, I went to Pitt, but I didn't stay in. I did work in Pittsburgh till I got diabetes. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have come back to Johnstown, but I was like freaked out and like, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this diet and take care of myself? So I did take a leave. I came home and the rest is history. But
that was funny how you came home
and saw
and found Winberg.
Yeah, I found it.
You
there was
founded
a blind,
the social.
Yeah, there
you
was.
You founded the social work department.
I did. There was nothing there.
There was nothing.
Wow.
That's
really
pretty good, though.
Yeah,
they
it
needed
was
it.
Good.
They
yeah.
needed it.
Apparently,
yeah.
like
yeah.
people were just like doing what they could do to help people.
Right.
But there weren't such strict guidelines. Like you can only stay overnight. Patients were in the hospital like 3 weeks.
Oh wow.
Now, if I don't get them out in 3 days, we lose money.
Yeah.
To a safe discharge.
Right, but I mean,
it's
managed now where it hadn't been before because there's actually a system there which you need if you're caring for people. So that's that is important.
You know, I didn't realize that, but you actually
found it, the social work
department.
Daddy
that's
took me for the job interview because I lived in Moxon. I didn't know where Winsboro was. Where is it? I really didn't.
Yeah.
No, he didn't either. So he waited outside. And I went to the interview, and they hired me on the spot.
That was so funny.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Oh, my God.
And I've been there ever since. Right. And I'm still the only one.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm the
they
only
don't
social
have
worker.
Oh.
Yeah.
You work pretty close with Nick Jacobs anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
and now Tom Kurtz.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Nick Melissa?
No.
No.
Nice guy.
Oh, is he?
Do you know him, Andy?
No, not yet.
He was a great guy.
I still have so many people in town I need to meet.
Yeah.
You know? Being new here, but what you describe with Winsboro seems even more so of an example than Johnstown of a smaller community that many people don't stay in once they leave.
Mm-hmm.
And once they go to college or something, they go somewhere else. And Audrey, I don't know if that, Have you noticed that at all?
With the older
amongst folks
people
your
they
age,
live.
I mean,
yeah.
Your generation, or you know, when you people of Rosemary's generation, what happened to them?
Things really have changed so much.
Her friends have moved to where their kids are.
They moved to where their children were.
Right.
Which is right.
Yes,
that's
interesting.
I guess.
So when they leave, then
yeah, and at my age, at their age, not mine. I'm very young. I'm 93.
Right.
And so, at my age, I've seen it all, and I've been through it all with changes.
Yeah.
Now, I still participate as long as my health is good in things at the synagogue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I try to participate as much as I can.
Yeah, and if there's anything you want to come to, and I mentioned this to Posey, like the summer dinners we're having.
Yeah.
Just let us know, or my dad and I can pick you up.
Oh,
Mom. Wouldn't that be good?
Oh, it'd be a blessing to me.
No, sure. I didn't know about it, but they can take you.
That would be such a blessing.
Yeah, when you make your reservations, just tell Tammy that you need a ride.
Isn't she great?
She is.
I will do that.
She's wonderful.
She loves
David,
them.
Are you agreeable?
I could take you around the town.
Yes.
Nobody knows about it. I better turn off the microphone.
Yeah.
By the way, did you keep up with some of your Moxham friends?
No. Because when I lived in Moxham as an adult, as a married woman, I worked. I worked every day, as you may know. And I didn't have time for friends there. I mean, raising children and keeping house. And my husband had terrible health issues. He had several heart attacks, Sheldon.
Yeah.
And I had to take time off work and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, no, I didn't. And now when I see them, there aren't too many left.
But there are some left, and they'll say...
They'll say,
how's your mother?
Well, were you running into them in a restaurant or something?
I run into them as patients in the hospital.
Yeah.
And they'll say, yeah, I knew your mother, Audrey.
She's
how
still
is she?
Alive.
I
guess
she's wonderful.
Yeah.
This is
still alive.
Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad, the loss in the Jewish community.
Yeah.
There's not a lot we can do about it. I mean, I'm not of childbearing age anymore. But it is sad to see it dwindle.
Right. But I think the important thing that you mentioned here is that there are still a lot of things going on up at the synagogue.
Yeah,
there really
things
are.
That you'll be going
we
to.
We have an active synagogue.
Yeah.
And we have a good rabbi.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very
involved.
Does he
call you on the phone on occasion?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He calls me at least once a week.
Nice.
Yeah, he does, honey.
Once a month or so?
I talk to him. He's so nice.
You ever? Okay, good. Oh, good. Beautiful.
No, I've met him. He's very nice.
Yeah.
Did
nice.
You meet him? How do you like his voice?
It's effective.
Yeah. It is effective. I love to hear him.
When
that
touch your
yeah.
You hear it.
Yeah.
If you're sleepy, you wake up.
I bet.
He's good.
He is.
But I think it's good to see that there are, you know, a number of things still going on at the synagogue.
There are,
so I think,
Andrew. You should see. They have, don't they, honey?
Well,
pretty good things.
We're more social than we are religious.
Right.
Like we have almost 30 people going to New York.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
In a couple of weeks.
Right.
Okay, well, you can't get 30 people to come to any service. Except if it's a high holy day.
Right.
You know, that's just the way it is.
It is.
Hmm.
It's not that we're any less Jewish in our heart.
Well, that's just it.
And we never will be, but we don't go to an organized sitting place to pray.
Right.
We pray. I mean, my mom and I do with...
You're digging a hole.
Okay.
Well, I think the important thing that you were kind of going towards is that, you know, the how strongly you feel the faith is something that exists no matter where you are.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Even Andrew, you're so bright.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew.
It's very important that you tell him that the entire Jewish community that lives in Richland is here.
I'm it. In this section.
And David Rudell and you. Well,
David, now you're here on it.
What's that other lady's name?
Yeah, you too.
Mom, that lady that calls you sometimes. Roz or something.
No, honey, Roz died.
Oh.
They're all gone. It's really terrible. I hate picking up the paper. Mm. And, of course, the older you get, the more of your contemporaries are gone.
Yeah.
Right.
It's terrible. But I managed to get over it.
You have to.
You're not able to travel, are you?
No. I wish
like
she
down
could.
To Philly? No?
No. I want her to come to Florida with Arthur and
you guys
I.
go down?
Yeah. He has a condo there.
What part?
Boynton Beach.
Oh, it's lovely down there.
Gorgeous.
Isn't it?
And I want my mom to come so bad because she would love it. But she doesn't walk well. That's her biggest issue is her walking.
So,
how did you meet John?
This is in, what's that called?
Hospice.
I just put those away.
Bereavement.
Okay.
They met in the bereavement meeting.
After your dad died.
After my dad died and his wife.
I see.
I went
to a meeting and John was there and his wife had passed. And my counselor had said, now be very good to yourself and take care of yourself. And I said that. We went to a luncheon. And John said, oh, yeah, he says, I was good to myself. I just bought myself a new Lincoln. And I'm thinking, oh, and so he waited one day. Then he called me up. I had never seen him before. And he kept calling and persisting and calling and calling. I finally figured, what the heck? This might be the guy. And he was a dear, sweet man.
Oh, you were lucky to have found him.
I was lucky. He was so kind and so wonderful. He was an engineer with GE for maybe 40 years, you know. And all his assignments were in Europe and Asia. And he was the most interesting man that you could ever want to talk to. He knew everything about all these countries. He was a history buff and loved that type of thing.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, everything you see wooden in this room is what he made with his own hands.
Oh, wow.
He was the most, and all the stained glass, I have it throughout the house.
I see it.
He did all that.
Oh,
wow.
He was really so talented.
Yes.
A lovely man.
Yes.
Very man. Very. He was old when he died. He was in his 90s.
Mm.
Oh, my God, so am I. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's how we met.
He was as much older of my mother than my dad was. He was
wow.
a lot older.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But my husbands were very old. I had very old husbands. They all were like 12 years older than I.
Oh,
wow.
But I get along with older people.
There you go, man.
Were you a Johnstown High grad?
Boy, am I ever.
Yeah.
And I'm proud.
Who was in your class that was Jewish?
Herb Suchman.
Oh, Herbie.
Herb Suchman. Okay.
Herbie.
Yeah.
Anita. They lived in Moscow.
They did.
Uncanita's in front of
you. They were challenged.
Sugar free. Oh, David. I'm sorry.
Were you
there was no
were
other
you friendly left. With that?
And I put my spoon in.
Friends
in.
Friends
I have to.
Why?
Well, because I have
like
a built
that's going to be Anna's job.
Oh. To get through it all.
Yeah.
She's unconscious. She's semi-conscious. She didn't die then.
Yeah, I know. I remember their daughter.
She
was in one of my brother's class.
Oh, maybe a few more.
Yes. Mom, they're going to ask their questions because they got to go.
I think the only last question we have is just if you had anything more that you want to talk about, just in terms, either of you, just in terms of, you know, the Johnstown Jewish community, how it's been to be a part of it, and what you see for it looking forward into the future.
I think it's been a privilege to be part of it.
Why would you say that? Or why do you think?
I'm very proud of what I am. When I was young, I may not have been. Because,
honey, is your sugar low? Is that what
no,
you're
I'm
eating?
No. This is.
No worries.
But I think as I became a professional person,
yeah,
I was able to feel much more comfortable with my religion, mm-hmm. and I would talk openly about it. I helped a patient. I said the Shema. It was a hospice patient that was dying, and I'm very proud of who I am, where I came from, and that's all.
Especially where you came from.
Yes. Mommy, my mommy.
Audrey, you don't care to add anything to that, or any of your thoughts on that?
I'm not sure. I'm so bad when it comes to giving my thoughts. I don't do it well.
Oh,
yes, my thoughts are...
All you have to do is just talk.
And
we'll figure it out.
Just what is
ask
that?
Me a question.
Okay, well, I mean, kind of as I asked Rosemary, how do you ultimately feel about having lived in the Johnstown area and being a member of this community?
I love it. Okay. I love it. Mm-hmm. When I was married the first time, we moved to Cincinnati.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
I love that, too. Mm-hmm. I did love living here in the big city. It was exciting and wonderful. And then my mama died in Johnstown.
Yes.
She died quite young. She was 40.
Oh.
And my dad was alone. And being the kind of daughter I was, I felt that I had to take care of my father. So Sheldon, that was my first husband, and I moved back to Johnstown, and he worked in Blocks.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which worked out fine because I could take care of my father.
Yes.
And he had a job, and my children were born. Mm. Yeah.
Not
but that
Tara.
Was how that occurred. That's how that happened.
When you were dating Doris, was
your
mom already gone?
No, no.
What?
Your mom died around 50-51.
When Dory died?
No. Dory died. Not where she died. Your mom died when... 1951, right?
I never met my grandmother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do y'all have families living here? I know I shouldn't be interviewing you, but I'm
interested. Okay.
No, we like to, you know, it's a sharing of information. No, I don't. My entire family is in Rensselaer County, New York.
We are?
Rensselaer County, New York. Rensselaer County is near Albany, up in New York.
Yeah.
Where I'm from, that's where the entire family is.
Is that right?
And I don't have a soul outside of the state.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, you come here and visit me.
I will do that now, Audrey. Thank you.
Aww.
Now, Larissa does have family here.
Yeah, my parents still live here.
Do they?
Yeah. But,
are they up in Vinco area?
No, my dad actually lives across the street from me. And then my up at, behind the plaza,
right,
and then my mother lives
and
up in Richmond.
Yeah. Thank you so much for allowing us to come over and capture some of this stuff.
You come back and visit me. Come in and have coffee.
I will.
We will.